Well, welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about the truism that Donald Trump rightly observed, that everything woke turns to, well, shall we call it excrement on this, since this is a family-friendly platform. So yeah, we're going to talk about that in the context of Marvel, the Marvel universe, the Marvel cinematic universe. I've got more stuff to talk to you about there. I hope you'll enjoy it, by the way. If you do, don't forget to hit the heart button before you leave. And if you want to support the platform, you can buy me a coffee, link below. Similarly, if you want to give us a little help, then there's Donor Box, and you can drop a pound or a dollar into the box. Okay, let's return to the world of Marvel. Now, I think I've said this to you before. When I was a youngster, I loved the Marvel comics. I loved Spider-Man. I loved the Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, all of these characters. Thought they were fantastic. So much better than the British versions. Well, Britain didn't actually have such versions. These were all, if you like, written by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby in the early 60s. And they all played upon, the central theme of flawed individuals who had superpowers and who tried to do what was right. That's more or less the plot of them, you know. And they went through lots of good times. They were very successful in the 1960s, into the 70s as well. Sort of it all went a bit downhill in the late 70s. And then you had a bit of a renaissance in the 1990s. And what happened then was, of course, that they started to develop the concept of Marvel movies. And these became massively successful. I mean, for example, the Avengers Endgame is one of the biggest grossing movies that there's been in many years and whatnot. So Marvel did successfully transition from the world of comic books to the world of cinematic movies. But here's the but. It all started to go wrong. It all started to go wrong. Firstly, whenever Disney got themselves on Marvel, well, that was never going to end well, was it, Disney? And, you know, we've got big, big questions about Disney. So when Marvel got their hands on Disney, it all started to become, when Disney got their hands on Marvel, it became very woke. I remember the first Marvel movie that I wouldn't go to see because it was just so awful was The Black Panther with the all-black cast. And to me, that's racism. So I didn't want to go to see a racist movie. But you recall Black Panther was hailed as a tremendous breakthrough. And it's been absolutely really downhill since then. So I now read about, for example, in the press today, the teenager set to be Marvel's next big star. And how the first queer Latina superhero, gosh, three boxes in just one sentence, was rewritten for Kochi Gomez, a 16-year-old, after she wowed the casting directors. Oh, I bet she wowed them. But it did get her banned from TikTok. Oh, no. So she plays a character, this 16-year-old actress, plays a character called America Chavez. I couldn't make it up. The Marvel's first ever queer Latina superhero. Take that. So apparently she's in a movie with Doctor Strange, which again I haven't gone to see, not bothered going to see that. Used to love the Doctor Strange character, by the way. But anyway, they've now introduced this queer Latina superhero who has the ability to punch star-shaped portals between parallel universes. How pathetic. And there's a picture of this 16-year-old with her sort of rainbow dress with Love is Love. Oh, yeah, you think so, do you, Disney? I don't think your version of Love is Love is what a lot of people think. But anyway, she is going to apparently be sort of elevated into the sort of premier roles in Marvel movies. Apparently the directors were wowed with her when she was just 13, but they rewrote the character with her in mind. Yeah, well, you got to get that queer Latino vibe going, aging her from 18 down to 14, right? And now they've got her at 16. Okay, and here she is. I see images of her on the red carpet. But looking, well, she's a 16-year-old youngster, so she's looking the way 16-year-old youngsters do when they dress up. But the point is really here that she says she's proud of playing a powerful, smart, charismatic, queer Latina. Apparently, oh no, she suffered abuse from homophobic Marvel fans. The film was pulled from Saudi Arabia and Egypt due to a scene where America, that's her character, discusses having two moms. Oh God, two moms. Okay. Whilst upset fans taking their anger out on Zoshi, leading to her TikTok getting banned due to the amount of hate comments she received. It was only right to post a TikTok of me saying, nothing can break me down. I'm going to stay strong. Just keep going because it's very important for young people to have a positive person to look up to. Yes, a queer Latina role model. That's just what people need. That's just what people need. And so, yeah, look, it's the absolute state of Marvel. It's why it's unwatchable. They have, I do blame Disney because I think Disney, since they took ownership of the Marvel franchise, it's become increasingly toxic, where I suspect a legion of older fans, such as myself, have fallen away completely, absolutely, completely gone away from it because we're not interested in all this woke crap. We don't care about people's sexuality. Keep that out of it. These should be feel-good movies. They should be, fantasy, science fiction, all that kind of stuff. We don't need to have queer Latinas as much as any other form of sexual identity introduced. But Disney think that's a good idea. Wonder why that might be, What do you think the directors, for example, of this movie, what did they find so exciting about this young actress when she was 13 year old, where they felt, yeah, we've got to develop a queer Latina character for her to film? Well, there you go, friends. Anyway, another example of what Donald Trump said was so absolutely true. And it's sad to see it because, these, to some degree, large American institutions, going back certainly to the late 50s and 60s, like Marvel, have been totally turned into cancer by by the wokeness. The wokeness is toxic, it's corrosive, it's cancer. It destroys everything it touches. But there you have it anyway. America Gomez, Marvel's first queer Latina character.